Welcome to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet.
These Walgreens, I'm sure CVS does it too, they give you one of these little closet kind of things. You know, it's like, oh, here's our little exam room. And I went in there with her, and of course, things got a little awkward. I didn't mean to make it awkward, but I started asking for the shot in my hip. I was ready to pull my pants down and say,
wait.
Well, no, I just, bottom line is, I would prefer, I always, when I get steroid shots, whatever, if I'm losing my voice, I'll go get a shot of B12 or some steroid shots to get rolling. And I always, and they oblige, I say, please give it to me in my hip. Because, Stephen, I know it's...
Some sort of weird thing for you.
No. It's I've got more padding. I mean, I don't think it's weird. It doesn't hurt as much. So the woman looks at me. She goes, I'm sorry. No, we are only allowed to give it to the deltoid muscle.
This is the Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
Hi, it is Matt Mosley. Good morning. I can't believe it's Friday already. We are through the week. We have rolled through it with so much content, so much goodness, and here we are on the final day of the week to take you guys through. We've got a lot of things planned for you, and I'm proud to report today at 10:40 we will head out to Orlando, where we'll check in with Calvin Watkins, who's been out there at the Pro Bowl covering the Cowboys. Now, Stephen, I'm going to put you on the spot. Can you name the Cowboys who've made the Pro Bowl? This is a good unit. In fact, there was a funny picture of them yesterday. I want you to try to name the four members of the Cowboys Pro Bowl contingent.
Tyron Smith, Amari Cooper, Jalen Smith, and Travis Frederick.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. Now, tell me why Zach's not there, or was he not just not in the picture? I mean, doesn't he have to make the Pro Bowl? I thought he was like a All-Pro or something.
Maybe he turned down the invitation because he's been banged up this year. I can find out.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a little shocked that he's not with the fellas. Why is the guy out that plays right tackle not there? I thought he had a good season.
Lyle Collins.
Where is he? I'd like to find these things out.
He's probably still celebrating LSU's title.
That's a fair point. Was he also out there handing out $100 bills?
He was in the locker room. I saw a clip. It was that clip where Coach O's talking and OBJ is just yelling over him the whole time. And I saw Lyle in the background.
Oh, he was in there.
But
okay.
he was much more subdued than Odell Beckham was.
All right. Well, get your Cowboys questions ready for 10:40. If you guys want to chime in, that's 254-662-1660. And I was endeavoring to get us somebody from the Senior Bowl this morning, Stephen. You know how I like to really hit the ground running in the morning. So about 9:30, I start frantically, you know, everybody I know that has been in Mobile. Now, fortunately, we got great friends there, and a lot of them responded. One of them was flying back this morning, and he's going to come on with us Monday. He's an expert, Eric O'Edom. And Eric is, he knows the Senior Bowl like crazy. I also talked to Jeff Ireland this morning, the assistant general manager of the Saints, who played college football for Baylor. And I visited with him a little bit, and boy, he was singing the praises of Denzel Mims. Is this kind of funny to you, Stephen? We watched Denzel. Denzel was great at Baylor. Everybody seems to think, well, this is much better than what we've seen on tape. Well, I mean, it's not like he had bad tape. Didn't he have like over 1,000 yards, probably 8 or 9 touchdowns the year before? He had a bunch of touchdowns. I mean, I don't feel like he put out bad tape at Baylor. I mean, I remember him getting a lot of game-winning touchdowns and being very clutch. So, I don't, you know, these comments that are saying, well, looks a lot better at the Senior Bowl than he did on tape are not completely adding up to me. It smacks of people who get to town and see him for the first time, so they won't act like, well, no, this guy's much different than the guy we watched at Baylor. Well, maybe you didn't watch him that much. Maybe you didn't watch him all that much could be a part of the issue.
Yeah, I think the issue for Denzel is probably consistency, but I feel like if you put on the tape, you see the flashes of the spectacular catches, especially this season. I mean, I can think of a few. He had that crazy catch against Tech where he was, like, floating in midair and somehow gets his feet down while able to extend his arms. He had the insane catch against Texas, and he goes up and gets the ball all the time. I mean, he is the goal line fade cheat code as far as if he's matched up one-on-one on a corner in the red zone, that's not really a 50-50 ball. It's more like a 70-30 ball because Denzel's probably going to win that matchup.
Well, I think you're right on that. I also, Steven, some exciting news to share with our listeners. You know, if you started to hear the Super Bowl promos of the, who's all going to the Super Bowl, and, I kind of got sad. I wasn't really hearing the name. Thought the Mosley Show, Steven, needed to be represented, so... I will be flying into town. Smokey and I have decided to go a little late. We both have commitments early in the week, but we'll both be heading in there. I think he's going Wednesday morning, perhaps. I'm headed out Tuesday night, and I will fly on into town. And you'll like some of my scheduling. I had one booked, and I was using some. Let's not get too into the details. You know, station obviously doing what they do, taking care of us and getting us to the Super Bowl. But I was doing some last-minute booking, and, you know, on Southwest Airlines, they'll do like, a cost of one way and then a cost of the other way. And the guy, I was flying out, let's say, 4:30 on Tuesday, and it was going to be one way was like $580. And he goes, well, now, if you wanted to go at 8:45 at night, it comes down to $142. I was like, I think I'll do that. I think I'll wait like 4 hours. So, Steven, the sacrifices I make for the station, on behalf of the station, it is remarkable. But I will be making and representing. And, Steven, I want you to be with us. You know that, but are you excited that we'll at least be represented there on Radio Row? I just thought it was important for the Matt Mosley Show to be in Miami for this thing.
I am excited. I think you'll have a good time down in Miami. I'm excited to see who you can kind of wrangle into talking to you on Radio Row.
I don't do guests. No, I'm not.
You're not trying to pull like Lynn Swann over to talk to you about Heinz ketchup or something?
No, I'm not. Probably not going to do a whole lot of that. No, we'll get somebody. I did have a funny conversation with Paul last night. I said, now, Paul, will I just be able to punch it on? You know, I get all worried about equipment. Paul, will somebody, like, how will I know how to, if I'm there first? And Paul just goes, Matt, Q and I we'll be there early in the morning working on guests. We'll be there. And I thought, oh, my gosh, like, what's that like to get to a place early and work on? Can you imagine that? But that's what they do, man. That I love when Paul kind of gets aggressive like that. And Paul gets there early in the morning. Now, of course, what I'll expect Paul to do is to kind of send them, if he gets somebody to agree to it, that he'll be mostly trying to book shows for me, the Mosley Show. But I fear, Steven, he may be trying to line those things up for You Make the Call, that 3-6 program we have. But that's okay. Everybody's got to do their thing. And it's going to be good to have the what we call the ESPN Central family, ESPN Central Texas family, there on the ground. Let us know on the text way if anybody's coming out. I'd love to get some coffee with you, hang out a little bit. 254 662 1660. So the whole world will be on Radio Row. And for those of you that can't make it to the Super Bowl, I will take you there with me. I'll hit some parties. I'll do some stuff, you know, in the evenings that will hopefully, you know, it'll be my chance to kind of, I don't know, just kind of take you guys to Miami with me. All right? This is never going to be a time where I'm like, oh, look where I am. No, it's going to be about, can I take you guys with me on this experience? And we'll do that. All right, it is 10:13. I'll tell you real quick, Stephen, last night I had a big-time seventh-grade game against Apollo, the Apollo Junior High A team. This is a scrappy bunch. Now, fortunately, we were closing quarters real well, the Lake Highlands Lady Wildcats. Throughout the game, there was a gentleman on the front row. He was a parent of the Apollo, one of the Apollo girls. We're the Lake Highlands Junior High Wildcats. Apollo, this is all Richardson ISD. When I'm not in Waco, I hang out in the Dallas area. And so, Stephen, the gentleman was kind of acting like a coach. He was on the front row, and he was pacing and hollering. And so he's already kind of making a spectacle of himself a little bit. And I was like, whatever, kind of a character. I'm not, you know, no big deal. Well, he did something that I've kind of talked to my wife and others about. When you're at a junior high level, you know, I don't feel like you should be screaming while the opposing girls are shooting free throws.
Oh, no.
Like, I think that's I think that's poor form. And so this man,
he was heckling the middle school girls.
He's right down in front of our girls while they're at the free throw line, and he's beating on the chair as hard as he can. Now, he was trying, of course, to get some of the other girls from Apollo to do it, but he was the ringleader, and he was beating his hands real hard while our girls were trying to shoot free throws. So I let it all happen. Our girls won 28-11. And
so it didn't work.
So I walk down there and I say, I shake his hand. And of course he thinks I'm coming down there to be somewhat engaging. And I just, as even keel as I can be, I said, do you realize how silly you look to be an adult down there beating on a chair when a seventh grade girl is, I'd say the same thing about a seventh grade boy. A seventh grade girl is shooting free throws. I said, you realize how silly? Well, he changed his demeanor. And he's like, I don't. He's like, and he said, I don't. You need to settle down. Well, at that point, I was very even keeled and fine, but I don't like anybody telling me to settle down. You could ask anybody in radio, Stephen. That's not a good thing to tell me. And the next thing, you know, I'm 6'1. I mean, on a good day, if I'm really thinning up, I look 6'2, but I'm really more 6'1. But I towered over this guy. So and he was a strong, like, real built, like a running back or a fullback or something. And as he told me to settle down, that just ramped me up. So I'm just looking down on him, and I'm raising my level. I'm just like, I said, hey, you do that to somebody else. I said, do that to some other team. You don't do that to our girls. I mean, I went all in. But mainly I didn't even care about our girls as much as I was letting him know he looked like a fool down there trying to do that. So anyway, I walked away from it, and then I realized that everybody in the stands was just silent because they were trying to figure out what I was doing. And they were all, and so one of my buddies, his daughter plays on one of the other teams, he just gives me a solemn, like, yep, you did the right thing there. But my mother-in-law comes down and says something like, well, did he get a piece of your mind? And I couldn't tell if she was kind of like saying, well, you went a little far there, Matt, or, you know, good job. Yeah. I didn't know what message she was sending. But anyway, I felt good because my sister Mandy and McKinney, last night I kind of walked her through the story. She's also can be somewhat confrontational, like her big brother. And she was I told her what had happened and what the guy was doing, and she kind of made me feel better. She said that she was very supportive of me. So anyway,
Yeah, I think that was warranted. I feel like, right. You know, you told him what he didn't know, which is don't heckle junior high players in general. I mean, like, just leave it alone. Just encourage your team.
I should have left it at that, though. I think at some point I kind of ramped it up there to basically question him as a human. You know, I just kind of
that might have been a little excessive.
That's right. I think like next time if I see him, I really will make it a point to just go, hey, I might have gone a little far on that. Have a great game. Just kind of like that. But then, of course, it's going to make me mad if he does it again. I hope we don't play Apollo.
What if, like, it gets worse now? He comes the next game with, like, trash cans.
With maybe a cowbell?
Yeah.
All right.
Let us know, 254-662-1660 on the Bush Chicken text line, if you think Matt was in the right there.
Yeah. What do y'all think? What do y'all think about that? You want to call us? Call us in with your opinion. Richard in Woodway, what do you think? All right, it's the Matt Mosley Show with Stephen Simcox, on-air talent, as well as executive producer of the program. We do have coming up next at 10:40, we're going to go to the Pro Bowl and check in, see how the Cowboys are doing there, get the latest from Cowboys beat writer Calvin Watkins of the Morning News. And then, but next, let's tie up some loose ends. Stephen, while we've been doing all this Baylor coach search, there's a lot of Cowboys stuff that's going on, and we need to kind of weigh in and give our opinions on this. Why is Kellen Moore calling plays for the Cowboys? That is next.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The top-ranked Bears step out of conference play Saturday for the Big 12 SEC Challenge, Baylor versus Florida. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off, 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website. But be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time, you're tired or too busy. There's a special place that will change your life, Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And right now, 3-month individual membership available for just $99. That's right, 3 months, $99. And they have a commitment back to you. Personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean and spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool towel service, and a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you can call home, place you can work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. A 3-month individual membership for just $99. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. On Lakeshore Drive in Waco.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services and their 94% first-time fix rate. They leave their copy service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. UBO Business Services.
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
What is Matt Mosley? Matt Mosley Show. Rolling through the week. Man, it's almost over here. And then, of course, Super Bowl. A lot of us are going to be at the Super Bowl next week. ESPN Central. All the shows other than J-Mo. J-Mo's got to kind of, somebody's got to stay back and take care of this new staff. Kind of take care of Munoz. Steven, have you ever seen our station more excited for an assistant coach? You know, I was Smokey was too. We were very, really kind of owned the Joey McGuire files. You know, we were really stayed on top of that one. But the Munoz, the new addition of Jorge Munoz, has really brought some excitement to our station. And, I saw some guy trying to, oh, man, he backtracked, too. Our Daily Bears or something. He was giving Smokey a hard time yesterday. Boy, you don't. He had to backpedal quickly. Did you see him? He's like, I love what you're doing. But he, Munoz, we have covered every ounce of Munoz's life. Everybody with, I mean, that was some strong work yesterday. UNR and then the You Make the Call. Now, here's what we're thinking. Munoz may be, you know, Baylor's answer to Joe Brady. Could he come in and be that kind of passing game coordinator, play caller, whatever you need? And so I am excited about it. I was reading some of that stuff yesterday, some of the comments on him, you know, and that was, I was getting kind of excited. So I certainly understand it. Now, one thing we're going to do, by the way, we got guest jumping in with us as we speak. At 10:40, we're going out to Orlando, going out to the land of Mickey for some Pro Bowl talk with Calvin Watkins. Now, Steven, I've just gotten word that Drew Davison, our old buddy that covers the Horn Frogs, he's out there looking at the Frogs, looking at Mims at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. In fact, I'm looking here. He's got some footage of one of your TCU guys on return drills.
Well, Darius Anderson, yeah.
Okay, Darius Anderson on some return drills. So we're going to check in with Drew from the Senior Bowl. So that's good. That's going to happen at 11:20. And, boy, old Drew, it's like Drew had been looking for our call. I mean, like 10 seconds after I sent it, I get like a yes, sir. Yeah, but with a bunch of S's and a bunch of I's. Like, I finally get to come on the Mosley Show. So that's kind of exciting. I mean, do you think this is kind of a high point for him, Steven, if you had to guess?
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine so. I mean, Drew, long time Fort Worth Star Telegram writer, probably just loved your work at the morning news, and I'm sure followed you in DFW radio scene. I bet this is a big deal for him.
young man who's followed my career and really tried to emulate me, and I think that's good. I think that's a great thing to do. But did Rager go to the Senior Bowl?
No, because he's a junior.
Oh, you have to be the full deal. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I like how you said that. You kind of said that almost with a little disgust in your voice. Matt, he's a junior. Come on. Snap out of it. Act like you have.
I need you to know the classifications of every single player in college football, please. If you're going to be a radio host, that's part of the requirement.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. The great Rager. I love that guy. And then the dad, Monte Rager.
Not a big fan of the Frogs coaching staff.
That's okay.
We might have to get him on. I think he would bond with our audience pretty well if we got him on sometime. He can just kind of unleash some frustration.
Monte, yeah, he's a former NFL. What's happening in the studio today, Steven? I hear all kinds of noise. Are you
that's like, just me being unprofessional. I moved the mic up, and I'm on this rolly chair. I got some rolling going on.
I love when you roll around there. A lot of times you stand, but I think you finally kind of adopted the Mosley sit. I like to get comfortable and just act like I'm having kind of a fireside chat. Okay, that's what I really like to do. So 10:40, we're going to have Calvin. Now, he's at the Pro Bowl with the Cowboys. A couple of things have happened that we haven't really gotten to get into much in the past few weeks. One is the Cowboys announced that Kellen Moore, or Mac McCarthy did, Kellen Moore's going to call plays. I don't get it. I don't get how you go hire a guy to come in who's always been a play caller and wants to run his offense, which is West Coast offense, and now he's going to come in here saying, no, we're going to take what they have, blend the schemes together, and Kellen Moore's going to call it. What are we doing? What does Kellen Moore – I'm sorry. I mean, everybody acts like, oh, the Cowboys were number one. Listen, sometimes numbers can be deceiving. I mean, there are about three games in there, 12-10, 13-9. Get your rears handed to you by the Jets. And we're going to act like Kellen Moore was some kind of great play caller? I don't get it. What are we watching? So it's very strange to bring in McCarthy and then say, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to have Kellen is going to be the play caller. We're going to let you bring in everybody else. And meanwhile, as we reported yesterday, the whole Cowboys, former Cowboys staff is up in Giants land. Dooley was interviewing to be their tight ends coach. You've got Colombo's going to be their O-line coach. Jason Garrett's going to be their offensive coordinator. I mean, this is hilarious. They're all taking off. They're all putting the band back together with the Giants.
What if they go score like 35 points a game in New York?
I mean, it's going to kill Jerry. I mean, I think part of the reason Jerry was acting like such a weirdo with Jason down the stretch, oh, we may not, you know, who knows, we haven't fired him yet, is because he was trying to block a scenario where he went to the Giants. He won't admit that, but I almost think that was what was happening. Well, he did. Now he's the offensive coordinator. And as somebody noted, Joe Judge has set himself up. I mean, think about it. Jason replaced Wade Phillips last time. Might he do that same thing with Joe Judge? Now, in this case, see, Jason was making as much money as Wade. That was a problem. They bumped them both up to they didn't bump Wade up. They bumped Garrett up to like $3 million a year. And that was what the head coach was making. And it just caused all sorts of issues. Okay, more Cowboys news to bring up, and we can ask some of these other people about the Cowboys' thoughts. We'll get Calvin Watkins' take on this, but let me give you my take. Will McClay out there at the Senior Bowl saying of Byron Jones, he's a starting caliber NFL corner. He's a really good player, and we have to figure out his financial value and if it fits for us. Now, I saw one thing, Stephen, where it was like a headline, I think it was in the morning news, said there is a bidding war. There is a bidding war for this guy, Byron Jones. a bidding war is going to break out. Who says? I mean, I know he's a decent cornerback, but are you really? I mean, are we being serious? Are there teams waiting out there to throw huge money? Are the New York football Giants looking and going, oh, my gosh, we got to throw huge money at Byron Jones? The man never makes interceptions. He barely ever gets his hands on the football. And I don't buy into this. Well, they just don't throw at him. They don't throw at his side, Matt. He's that good. It's not true. I don't think that narrative is true. So in the interview, McClay also acknowledged that it would be a, quote, tough deal to reach contract extensions with Prescott, Cooper, and Jones. Well, cry me a river. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, put on your pants
apparently
and get out there and do it.
Apparently that'll be taken care of by itself also because Byron Jones has a bidding war against other teams. But, no, you're right. Like, the Cowboys need to stop crying poor. Like, I understand there's a salary cap, but we don't care. Just get it done.
You're right. And they also talked to him about the quarterback. Okay. I mean, you know, by the way, Byron Jones' last interception came in 2017 when he was playing safety. So he doesn't get interceptions as a cornerback. When he was playing safety, he did. I mean, was that his rookie? See, how long has this guy been around now? Did he come in after Zeke? Has he been there 17, 18?
No, I think he's at the end of his rookie deal.
My gosh. He got drafted in 15, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. He's 5 years into his career. So this is going to be his big contract. Oh, my. What does he have in his Cowboys career? Two interceptions? Does he have like two?
He's played 79 games, and he has two interceptions.
This is ridiculous. Another quote from Will McClay, it's the NFL. You've got your quarterback you have to pay. You have a receiver. You have good players. When you have good players, you have to figure out how to pay them or how to survive. So that's what we do in the front office is try to figure out how to work those contracts and get the best possible team with those guys. We've got to go through that whole process. Well, we'll see. Somehow the Stephen Jones and Will McClay and listen, Will's a friend of mine, but I will say that they've been able to somehow kind of escape any sort of blame in a sense. Like, well, you got this loaded team. These coaches aren't doing a good job. Well, might want to reexamine who you're bringing in. Who you got at safety? Xavier somebody, Jeff Heath for about the 10th year. All right, who you got at cornerback? Byron Jones, two other guys you drafted. I mean, the guy out of Colorado who's really not been that great, Jordan Lewis, hit or miss. I mean, at some point we got to kind of say, is this team as loaded as we think they are? And why? How did Jalen Smith find himself over at the Pro Bowl? Did he get lost? What happened? I mean,
I think it was like the third injury replacement.
Jeez. I mean, Mr. Alternate, Jalen Smith, I'm sitting here thinking, I'd put Sean Lee over there. I'd send him out to Disney World before I put Jalen Smith out there. Strange times. Strange times for the Cowboys. But we will kind of take a peek at it and see where we're headed. All right. We got 11:20. We're going to go to the Senior Bowl out in Mobile and talk to someone who's been covering that up close. In fact, he's been taking a long look at Stephen Simcox's Horned Frogs who've made the trip out there. How many TCU players were there, Stephen?
Well, there were two, but now just one because Jeff Gladney pulled out due to injury. So I believe it's just Darius Anderson out there now.
All right. I just want to make sure I ask him. Yeah, I like Gladney. Always thought Gladney was a good player. Is he a cornerback?
Yes, number 12, corner.
Yeah, I like him. And, all right, but he also is obviously going to talk about Denzel Mims has gone off in this Senior Bowl. But then next, we're going to go to Orlando, and we're going to talk about the Pro Bowl. Well, we're not going to really talk about the Pro Bowl. We're going to talk about these Cowboys and discuss that and all those things with longtime Cowboys beat writer Calvin Watkins. He's next.
Kim Mulkey and the Lady Bears all season long on ESPN Central Texas.
The Lady Bears back home in the Farrell Center Saturday hosting Texas Tech. 1:30 for the countdown to tip-off. 2 p.m. tip-off Saturday for the Lady Bears and the Lady Raiders.
This season, join Bruce Eatson and Maggie Davis-Dinette for all the play-by-play of Lady Bear basketball right here on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it's time to replace those old drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy five times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
As your son or daughter starts to make decisions for a career path, encourage them to put themselves in the boots of a U.S. Army soldier. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help them find the best fit for their future. See all the things your son or daughter can achieve in our boots at GoArmy.com. For more information, go and visit your local Army recruiting office. Parents are encouraged to come.
Since 1952, Texas Farm Bureau Insurance has been protecting customers' moments, the big, the small, and the everyday, helping customers manage the financial risk of everyday life and successfully recover from any insured loss through prompt, professional, and personal service based on high ethical standards and fairness. And J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance 8 consecutive years for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, txfb-ins.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. LSU offensive analyst Jorge Munoz is headed to Baylor to become the Bears wide receivers coach. Munoz's responsibilities might also include becoming the passing game coordinator. Former Cowboys defensive lineman Leon Lett will stay on staff with the Cowboys under new head coach Mike McCarthy. Lett has been an assistant coach on the defensive side of the ball in Dallas since 2011. He coached defensive tackles this past season. Lady Bears 2020 signee Hannah Gusters has been named McDonald's All-American. The Irving MacArthur standout will compete in the McDonald's All-American game on April 1st. The Baylor men and women are both back on the floor tomorrow. The Lady Bears will host Texas Tech. Broadcast starts at 1:30, tip-off at 2 o'clock on ESPN Central Texas. The men will face off with Florida as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That broadcast starts at 6:30 with tip-off at 7, also on ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
3, 2, and showtime!
Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show, presented by Jim Turner Chevrolet. Here's Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show, ESPN Central Texas. Just proud to be with you today and proud to have a close friend, longtime buddy, former colleague on the beat out there covering those Cowboys. He's back. He's back covering the beat for the Dallas Morning News, doing a great job. And he has been at the Pro Bowl. Calvin Watkins is his name. Calvin, I have to admit, and I'm sorry for even bringing this up, but every time I see a picture or you take a picture or tweet, I still have it in my mind that you are in Hawaii because of all those years in the Pro Bowl. But now they tell me you are actually in Orlando. Is that correct?
I was in Orlando until yesterday, and I got home.
Oh, you have made it back. Good. You have made it back. Okay, I like that. I like that. You've made it back to the land of Dallas-Fort Worth. All right. Now, Calvin, as you make your way around town, you know, let me ask you this. Your time out there, I'm sitting here looking at some pictures, all the players who did show up, some who decided not to show up in the at the Pro Bowl. What was the what was your biggest takeaway from the week out there? From, let's start with the Cowboys. You know, after talking to Amari and spend a little time with him, you know, I'm sure you ask all the players about McCarthy. What was the what was your biggest takeaway from your time around those Cowboys in what is a very relaxed setting? They probably let down their guard a little bit with you, Calvin.
Yeah, just a little bit. I think they're all excited about having Mike McCarthy around. I think they were, I wouldn't use the word tired. I think they all have, this was a feeling I got from the players I spoke with, that it was time to move on from Jason Garrett. Jalen Smith had said he respected Jason Garrett, but he's going to miss all the clocking that Garrett does on the sideline. But other than that, I think they're all excited about what Mike McCarthy can bring to the offense. And even Mike Nolan. Jalen mentioned a conversation he had with Jerry about some of the changes they're going to have on the defense.
All right, Calvin, are you putting something together? Are you doing like it's almost kind of like you're assembling something as you're talking to me. I'm hearing a lot of different things, but what is happening as you make your way around the Metroplex today?
Well, I think the biggest thing is Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott's contract status. I think Cooper, if he gets franchised, he will not be happy. But he's going to accept it and keep it moving. In terms of Dak Prescott, you know, I've read some comments from Stephen Jones at the Senior Bowl that Dak is the number one priority, followed by Amari. I think Amari is pleased with that. I think he wants to be with the Cowboys long term. He said that repeatedly. So it's just a matter of them getting it done. But the biggest thing is just trying to finalize the deal with those two primary guys. And I'm not sure if they can get one done with Cooper. I think it'd be easier to get one done with Dak than it would be Amari Cooper, just from the simple fact of Amari struggled down the stretch last year.
Yeah.
He's got some health issues that he has, he underestimated. So there's a lot going on with him, but I think the main thing is getting Dak Prescott signed long term.
It is Calvin Watkins. He's made his way back from the Pro Bowl in Orlando, where he's checked in on the Cowboys, and I'm sure there was a lot of talk. Eli was always a regular at those Pro Bowls. The big news broke that that he was, he was retiring. Calvin, let me ask you this. I see a headline in the morning news, or actually it was on Twitter, and I almost kind of had to laugh. It was the young Gelkin, who is a colleague of yours now, and it was something along the lines of a bidding war is going to break out. Cowboys worried about a bidding war for Byron Jones. And, again, we know Byron. The production has not been there from interception standpoint. But is that on point? Do you sense that Byron Jones will get paid, like, you know, big money on the open market if he, in fact, makes the if the Cowboys allow him to hit the open market?
I'm not sure. I think one of the problems with Byron Jones is the lack of interceptions. Now, quarterbacks don't throw his way a whole lot. This is true. But I've seen him get beat. And every corner of this league gets beat from time to time. And Byron has had some very productive games. But the negative mark on Byron Jones is the lack of interceptions. In terms of bidding war, I don't think the Cowboys are going to try to make Byron Jones the highest-paid cornerback in the league.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to try to make him the top 10 highest-paid. Maybe, I'm sorry, top 5, maybe top 10. But
yeah,
if the price gets a little too high, they're not going to go for Byron Jones. The issue is the lack of interceptions. And this could be a draft, and I haven't done all the resources yet, but from the early indications, the draft will be kind of deep with corners. So maybe you get one the first round at 17, maybe you get one in the third round or what have you, and go from there.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they play that. When McCarthy talked to the local reporters the other day, had a little writers' roundtable type situation. The announcement is made by McCarthy that Kellen Moore will be calling the plays. Now, of course, I was knee deep in a search for a coach. This Dave Aranda story at Baylor, so I did not get a whole lot of time to delve into that. Calvin, did that surprise you? Is that in your mind problematic? The fact that you hire a guy to bring in his offense, do it his way, and yet you're going to like basically tell him, well, I don't know if you told him, maybe it was his decision, but you're going to have Kellen Moore call the plays. Did that cause you to raise your eyebrows? Did it surprise you?
Yeah, it did surprise me a little bit. Mike McCarthy has always called the plays. He stopped calling them, I think, 2013 when he was with Green Bay, and then he took it back. He said he always liked calling plays. He said the plan right now is for Kellen Moore to call the plays. I think the structure is going to be similar to how it is in Kansas City with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy, whereas McCarthy's going to have a lot of input in the game plan because it's going to be his offense in a sense. And he's going to say to Kellen, these are the plays we need to call. Kellen's going to say, okay, these are the plays I want. They're going to put it all together. And on game day, you know, Kellen's going to be standing right next to Mike, and he's going to call the plays under Mike's guidance. And as it gets further along in the season or in their time together, then Kellen will probably be on his own. But for right now, I think it's going to be Kellen Moore calling the plays with a lot of assistance from Mike McCarthy. Now, I assume the goal for Kellen Moore is to be a head coach because, as you know, man, you see a lot of young offensive coaches become head coaches in the NFL after 2 years, if that long, of calling plays or even being offensive assistant. So if Kellen Moore can have a lot of success this year under Mike McCarthy, he's going to be a head coach in 2021, maybe even 2022. So I think in terms of Kellen, it's a win-win. But Mike, we'll see. As I said, I was very, very surprised that he allowed this to happen.
Yeah, it's a strange one. Caught us off guard a little bit. Last thing I got for you, Calvin, as you kind of made your way around the Pro Bowl and spent time with folks over there, do the players still, you feel like, enjoy this week and get a kick out of it? And also, yesterday, by the way, I saw a video of Justin Tucker, the kicker for the Ravens, making a 70-yard field goal. That was pretty cool. I saw Lamar Jackson hit the crossbar from 50 yards with a throw. Is there anything from a skills perspective or anything that just blew you away or even a conversation that you had? Was there any player from a different team that you really enjoyed meeting or getting to visit with?
You know, I think all the players like coming here because it's a very relaxed atmosphere. One of the things I did notice is between the two practices, it seems that the Ravens coaching staff, at least on Thursday, had a very short 30-minute practice. Because in the NFC side, the Seattle staff, with Pete Carroll, had like this 45-minute practice, and Pete was really involved in it and all this kind of stuff. But everyone's excited about being here. You know, these guys are not going to put on pads until Sunday when the game ends and being played. But I did enjoy watching Russell Wilson and his two kids in Sierra having fun, playing catch a little bit on at midfield. So that was kind of fun to see. A lot of players' families do come to the Pro Bowl. Jalen Smith told a story about one of his best friends from Hawaii with Anthony Spencer, as you know, former Cowboys Pro Bowler. He went to the Pro Bowl, I think, once. And Jalen said growing up, he wanted to go to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii. That was like a dream of his.
Yeah.
Obviously, the Pro Bowl is now in Orlando. Last year was in Orlando. I think he's going to go to Vegas probably next year. But I think players do get a kick out of it coming to the Pro Bowl because it's a relaxed atmosphere and, you know, everyone has a good time.
All right. How is Sierra doing? Did you say hello? Did you at least get over there and say hello and introduce yourself and tell her that you admire her work?
I didn't get a chance to because she was busy with her family, but hopefully next year if I'm able to go back to the Pro Bowl and Russell Wilson's there, I'll speak to him.
All right, buddy. Hey, we appreciate it. Glad you're back safe, and look forward to seeing you soon. I am, by the way, headed to Miami, a place you love, and we'll be kind of working the South Beach scene. I would really like to have you there with me, but we'll talk about that moving forward.
Okay. All right. That'd be great.
All right. There he goes. Calvin Watkins, Dallas Morning News beat writer for the Cowboys. Stephen, how are you doing, buddy? Was that okay?
No, it was great.
Golly. Did that not work when I tried to try? Did you hear me try to basically say,
yeah,
get in a nice way, get yourself together on this call? And he literally started telling me about Amari Cooper. You need to go back and get that. I think Monday we need to come back with that.
Yeah, he said, like, what's going on in DFW? And he talked about Amari Cooper's contract.
No, I literally was trying to tell him.
I know. He just didn't understand. He
either get us off speaker or whatever you're doing with your phone is not working. And, you know, a lot of times I'll play through things, but I'm not going to do that with Calvin. And he was just fiddling with something the entire time. All right, he's on suspension.
He also, when you brought up the idea of like hanging out in Miami, he didn't seem super enthused. He said,
no,
okay.
Probably because he's not going. But I was trying to ask it in a nice, you know, sort of way, like, hey, we've had some good times in Miami, but I think that was more of like, you know, he was being realistic. Like, I'm not making that trip. I got to go to the Pro Bowl in Orlando with some kind of second stringer Cowboy unit or something like that. They did not have some of their better players over there. I don't know what's going on with that. Who'd you say, Amari? Was Zeke in that bunch?
Oh yeah, he was there. I mean, I know he was there because I think he was getting interviewed. Zach Martin, by the way, he made the team, but he had ankle surgery last week, so he sat out.
We don't know if you think Zeke was over there, but he just didn't take a picture with the other Cowboys players.
I feel like he was over there because I thought that he got interviewed this week about Mike McCarthy. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it could have been somewhere else. I was going to look at his Twitter handle. But anyway, that was the Pro Bowl. Let's hope that Drew's all excited about doing this. So I think the phone situation is going to be a lot better.
I think Calvin was probably driving.
Yeah, oh, I know
like
that was
Bluetooth,
happening.
But
yeah,
I don't know.
But I mean, at some point you get, you know, good gosh, Calvin, and he's just, you know, jerking around doing something. He is on suspension. I hate to put people on suspension that we're not paying.
Dang, you know? Don't put that out there. We need more guests for our show.
I know. Oh my goodness, Calvin Watkins joining the Matt Mosley Show. Golly, get it together. Campus Confidential is next. And listen, if I can dig up another Munoz nugget, I will share it with you. But we also have some other stuff going on in college football that we're gonna let you know about. That is next.
Second down and 10. Mahomes is in the gun. Three wide, gets the snap, four-man rush, moves up, he gets a block, he runs to the near side, he's on the numbers, he breaks a tackle at the 30, comes to the near side, breaks another tackle, down the sideline, 25-20, got a block at the 10, cuts inside, 5, he's in! What a run!
Super Bowl headed to Miami, and so are the 49ers and Chiefs. And ESPN Central Texas will broadcast live starting Monday from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row in Super Bowl 54. Hi, this is David Smoke. Join us throughout the week for daily news and notes on the 49ers and Chiefs, interviews, players, and personalities at Radio Row inside the Miami Convention Center.
Shotgun snap. Niners rush 4. Pocket collapsing. Rodgers in trouble. Breaks away from one. He can't get away from Bosa.
Super Bowl 54 coverage presented by Stanley Ford McGregor. Before you buy, shop Stanley and save. ESPN Central Texas live from Super Bowl 54 is also brought to you by
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, Waco Custom Marketplace, Wings Pizza and Things, City Tire and Battery, Petty Clinic Low T, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Southwest Sports Medicine, Pinnacle Fence Company, McAdams Roofing, Ponder Auto Fleet Services, Waco Shuttle U, Syntex Rehabilitation, Marksman Firearms, Balconies, Bush's Chicken.
Hot
49ers and Chiefs Super Bowl 54 in Miami will be there live starting Monday from NFL Media Headquarters in Radio Row on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models. Huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, high trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Congratulations to the Green and Gold for a great 2019 football season. InCommons Bank enjoys being part of the community here in Waco, and we are excited to see what the 2020 football season will bring on the Brazos. Our mission at InCommons Bank is to be the best community bank in Central Texas, and we are doing just that. Our locations include Mejia, Fairfield, Coolidge, Mart, Rosebud, and Waco. Stop by any of our branches or visit us online at InCommonsBank.com to find out more about us. Come see me, Regina, and go Green and Gold.
Member FDIC.
Myatt Fuels. You call, we haul is a high-quality fuel and lubricant distribution company based out of Clifton and West. Myatt Fuels provides our local area with a wholesale delivery of on-road diesel, off-road, farm diesel, gasoline, and non-ethanol. Myatt Fuels has been in Central Texas for several years and based their success on the company's values, integrity, and commitment to their clients with superior service and dedication. Call Nick at Myatt Fuels with all your off-road, farm, on-road, and gasoline delivery needs. Now available non-ethanol gasoline. Call 675-8107 Myatt Fuels, or look them up on Facebook.
What are you supposed to do when you pull up behind a truck that doesn't even have a hitch? I mean, it's like looking at plumber's crack. Do you cover your kids' eyes, look away, and switch radio stations? Hi, Jay here from Pickup Outfitters, asking for your help to end this embarrassing form of truck nudity. If you have a truck, at some point you need to pull something. It could be a trailer to haul stuff off to the dump, maybe a jet ski, a boat, an RV, a horse trailer, even just a bike rack. The point is, put a hitch on your truck's backside. And at Pickup Outfitters, we actually install more hitches than anything else. Whether it's a receiver hitch, a gooseneck, or a fifth wheel, we'll cover your aspirations to not drive a nude truck. And all hitches are covered by the Pickup Outfitters Lifetime Installation Guarantee. So cover your rear end with a new hitch from Pickup Outfitters on Lake Erie Drive in Waco, where we're fighting to end truck nudity in Central Texas. Check them out on our website at createacommotion.com/hitches.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
As your son or daughter starts to make decisions for a career path, encourage them to put themselves in the boots of a U.S. Army soldier. There are more than 150 occupational specialties to help them find the best fit for their future. See all the things your son or daughter can achieve in our boots at GoArmy.com. For more information, go and visit your local Army recruiting office. Parents are encouraged to come.
KRZI Waco, K256BW Waco, ESPN Central Texas. It's time for Campus Confidential, our daily look at college football news. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is time for Campus Confidential. Steven, is this a good time for me to be losing my voice headed to the Super Bowl? I'll try to, you know, over the weekend. Actually, it is a good time because I'll use the weekend to kind of get it back. I'll go get a shot today. I'll probably get that
drop
in the hip.
You going to drop your pants again at the doctor's office?
Oh, always I do. I don't drop them all the way down, though. I literally just kind of, you know, I'll try to wear some loose-fitting pants, and I'll just pull them down a little bit and expose the hip. What really gets me, every once in a while, they'll try to get up too high on the hip. They'll be like, we got to get up here around the – I'm like, that's the bone. Don't be getting up there around my tailbone. What are you doing? And I mean, and probably with my lack of medical background, I shouldn't be telling the people where to give me shots. I just prefer it back there. But recently they went a little too high on it. And I may go back to getting it in my arm because you cannot imagine – how good a shot I had the other day at Walgreens up at Abrams and Royal. Unbelievable. I mean, seriously, I got to get this woman's name. And
you didn't even get her name? You asked her to shoot you up in the hip, and you didn't even get her name?
She had, I mean, now looking back, I kind of regret. The door closed, and I'm like, would you mind giving that to me in my hip? We're in that little room. Golly. Strange. I mean, it was completely above board, but, you know, my gosh, with everything going on in this crazy world, we can't have people, you know, asking people to give them a shot in their bottom. We used to make so much fun of that as kids. For some reason, if we found out somebody got a shot in their hip, we would call it, my friend Aaron Crouch would call it a boo-boo shot, and it was like something we would... This was like, I don't know if you'd call this bullying, but it was teasing. We just thought that was like almost like a sign of weakness or something. Someone that had gotten shot in the rear. We thought that. I just remember as kids, we gave people a hard time about that for some reason. All right, Matt Mosley Show, Stephen Simcox. We're going through some of these stories in college football. Oh no, Kansas has had a cornerback arrested. This is the great Les Miles. Man, a guy I thought ran a clean program. They've had fights out there. Now, according to a report from the Kansas City Star, KU football cornerback Corion Harris has been suspended indefinitely by Coach Les Miles following an arrest that came with, quote, felony charges. Yikes! Arrested in Howe County, Missouri. This is not Harris's first arrest in Missouri, as the cornerback was booked in Platte County Jail back in October with a charge of driving with a revoked suspended license. According to, now the punishment for that one, Stephen, if I recall correctly, was they wouldn't let him play in the nickel package. That charge, per the Star, stemmed from a speeding ticket Harris received in March, followed by a failure to appear for a July court date. Now, I have a hard time getting on to people for failure to appear. I may have had a...
Yeah, that sounds like something you would do.
Yeah. I mean, like, failure to appear for jury duty. That would be a total Mosley move. Not on purpose. I mean, I like to do my, I tell you, I like to get down. One day I had jury duty, and I was down there the day after Laura Bush had been in there, had to serve. And she sat right in there in the jury room, the big, huge room with 400 or 500 other people. I got to say, I kind of enjoyed it. I really did. I didn't get picked. I forget why they let me go. I think they thought I wouldn't take it seriously. No, I went to law school. I would have taken it very seriously. But I went and found this restaurant in the bowels of the old courthouse. I can't remember if I was at the George Allen building, which building I was in, but I was over at one of those courthouse or like federal-type buildings. I might have been the county courthouse. Anyway, I found one of those old school, and then I just kind of saw what my life could have been like. All those lawyers with huge amounts of cases and these briefcases in there eating. And it was just kind of like, man, this could have been me. If I had just finished law school, I could have been in here representing all these criminals. Or I could have been prosecuting them over at the DA's office, like my man, neighbor Ted Steinke, did for all those years under Henry Wade. Stephen, what do we think is going to happen to this young man at KU?
Well, let me pull up their schedule first. I think we're probably looking at a one-game suspension. Or maybe he'll be promoted to like a starting role. He didn't play as many games under Les Miles. But maybe this will earn Les Miles' respect a little bit that he got in trouble.
I like this Corion Harris guy, but this could be a felony that he got arrested for. Gee whiz. Okay, so... trouble in Kansas, and it's not just
they play New Hampshire in their season opener on September 5th, so that seems like the chance to sit him. And then they play Baylor in week two next year. Oh, that's odd.
Whatever happened to that kid who got in trouble at TCU that kind of smaller, is it Turpin or somebody? Really good little player.
Yeah, he got kicked off the team, and then he was draft eligible last year, but he didn't get picked.
Did Gary say anything like, hey, this isn't anything compared to what's going on up the road at in Waco?
No, the drama about that one was he got in trouble earlier in the year, and there was some sort of, like, clerical error in the like, if you looked up the arrest warrant online, it didn't seem as bad as what he did. It was another type of battery charge, but for some reason,
Stephen Simcox trying to act like a battery charge is nothing. Jeez.
No, that's not what I said, Matt. No, that's not what I was saying. He got, I don't know enough about, I can't remember enough about the thing.
You're right, though. It was in New Mexico.
It was in New Mexico, and they asked Turpin what he did, and he said it wasn't a big deal, and they basically believed him and didn't do any more research. And then he abused his girlfriend at the time in Fort Worth, and that's when he was kicked off the team. But they acted like they didn't know anything about his history when they definitely should have.
I like when you kind of sound like my mom there. Matt, you know that's not what I was saying. Golly. Steven, it's okay. People know that you're not soft on crime, even when it comes to little scatbacks from TCU. And that guy was a scatback. I love that guy. Turpin, now he's a bad guy, obviously. He's not a good person, it doesn't seem like. But, man, I love that little player. He was scooting around. You know, in the NFL, you like, basically get caught, you know, abusing your child, and then you're in the Super Bowl, and, you know, like, whatever happened to Tyreek Hill? Nothing. He's in the Super Bowl having the time of his life.
Yeah.
Just like the NFL did nothing to him. It's like, yeah, that guy's pretty fast. Oh, he's a great player. I don't know. What sounds good? Like maybe a game suspension? I mean, did they suspend him at all? I don't even remember him being suspended bit.
Those charges ended up getting dropped, and then they didn't do anything with him.
Yeah, but things got dropped. What did they do to Zeke? They never brought charges against Zeke. They suspended him for six games.
I understand they should have done something. I was just kind of giving some context. But, he never got any sort of suspension.
I'll let you know when we need context. Okay, Steven, here's what I want you to take us through this. Ruffin McNeil. Now, I used to like this guy. I really like this guy. But now he was with Oklahoma. He stepped in there as their defensive kind of interim when they had to fire the Stoops brother. One of those Stoops brothers, they had to run out of there. And then Ruffin came back. He was the defense coordinator at Tech. Then he became the head coach of East Carolina. For some reason, they think they're a lot better than they are, so they ran him off. But what's this latest news on Ruffin McNeil?
So he is stepping down and stepping away from the OU program. He said in a statement, "This is one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, but in the end, being near my dad was a necessary choice. Right now I need to be a son again. I need to help my brother and other family members take care of my dad, who is battling significant health issues. This is not retirement for me. I still want to coach in some form or fashion, but right now that can't be the case. My focus is to be with my dad in North Carolina." So
great dude. Great dude. Ruffin, love Ruffin. Thinking about the family. Hope that he's able to go do that. And, our folks are getting older. I'm extremely fortunate that my parents are still in pretty good shape. Dad played college football. I think all those years of being in superior physical condition kicks in at some point. Mom was in the Marquettes there at the high kickers at McKinney High School. I'm sure that's helped out as she kind of starts to work her way into the early 70s. I'm sure that has paid off in a big way. Steven, do you think so? Did your parents participate in athletics or dance growing up or anything like that?
My dad played football through high school. My mom.
Where was that? Where was your dad a football player?
He was living up in Connecticut at the time. So I don't know what high school it was. But, yeah, his family moved around a lot.
I feel like you need to dig in a little more. I mean, there's not one sport you don't know everything about. And then I ask about your dad, and you're like, I think it was somewhere up in Connecticut.
Well, I know it was somewhere up in Connecticut. Name of the school. I don't know the name of the school. I don't think
it
was like a...
Well, you should know the name of the school.
Okay, I'll ask him today where he went to high school.
Don't get frustrated with me. I can tell I am getting under your skin, and you don't need to let me do that because you know what happens when I get under people's skin. I just go further and further. Oh, my gosh. Okay, anything else, Stephen, before I move on to some of my Baylor talk?
So one more interesting thing about this Ruffin McNeil story.
Oh, okay.
He's saying that it's a temporary deal, but Lincoln Riley said they're looking for his replacement. So it looks like if he does come back to coaching, it most likely won't be at Oklahoma, or it'll be at Oklahoma in a different role because they're going to go ahead and hire somebody else to coach linebackers, and they might promote within, but somebody's going to take that job while he's gone. So he wants to come back to football. It might be taking a year off or something like that, but
yeah,
it's probably not going to be at OU, or it might be in a different role at OU.
I've got him. I'm holding him a spot on Dave Aranda's staff. The great Dave Aranda, bringing people in from all over. Steven, where's Jeff Nixon fit into all this? Have you noticed? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
There's no word about him. He's just going about his business. But yeah,
we Smokey and I have basically turned our lives into Joey McGuire. I mean, this was huge. We just kind of put our lives on hold. Had to tell our families, guys, we're pursuing this Joey story. We'll get back to you later. And poor Jeff Nixon, just out there, he's still going out recruiting. I saw a picture of him the other day. He's out recruiting, but he's not getting to hang out with Dave. Have you noticed Dave's got, let's see, Joey with him, he's got Wetzel with him, and he's got Sean Bell. So he's got all the former high school greats, all the former high school coaches, and maybe they're just introducing him around Texas. But, I mean, poor Jeff's just off doing his own thing. I mean, I'd like, not just for my sake as a reporter, but for Jeff Nixon's sake, let's let Jeff know where he stands. I'm ready to figure that out. Steven, at this break, this next break, I'm going to find out what's going on with Jeff Nixon, and I'll get back to you on that. Now, let's remind everybody who's in town. There's somebody they were thinking about bringing in, and now I've lost his name. It's not Munoz, because Munoz is the man. Jorge Munoz will be like passing game coordinator. I mean, he may call plays. I'm sure that makes Jeff Nixon feel great. He's out there recruiting for Baylor, and we're going wall-to-wall Munoz coverage. I mean, Munoz. But who knows? Maybe Joe Brady and Ensminger had a great relationship, and they were somehow like co-offensive coordinators. So maybe they can make it all work, but I am interested in getting to the bottom of this Jeff Nixon thing. The other one I want to tell you about, Ron Roberts. Love the look. Love the look Ron's showing off. I mean, he's not that much older than I am, but he's got that white hair. He's 52. He's just 7 years older than I am, but not that much older. And he's just got a good look about him. I mean, I think we're going to like old Ron Roberts. I think he's going to have a little Cajun sound to him. He's been around. He spent a lot of time in Louisiana. I just think this is going to be a character. And we'll get him on. Steven, do you know when these guys are going to come off the road, when we can get them on the air?
I don't think
we have to wait till
I think September 5th when they kick off against Ole Miss.
I mean, Joey wants to come on. Joey's like texting, like, "Hey, I'm ready to come on." And I go, he goes, I'm like, "Well, good, let's do it tomorrow." And he's like, "Well, you got to go through Taylor." I said, "Let's do it in about 2 months then." Taylor, come on, we love you. We love you, buddy. All you're doing is doing your job. But Mosley reserves the right to give you a hard time, all right? That's what I do. I'm sorry. But that's the way I play it. All right, what are we doing, Steven? Oh, yeah. 11:20. It is now time to go to Mobile, Alabama. A man who has covered the Senior Bowl. He's looked at this thing from every angle. We're going to hone in on some of these players and get some of his opinions. Drew Davison, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, joins us next.
Recently on the John Morris Show. Now, one more thing from Coach Boland and Jerry Hill, you know, good friend.
Yeah.
But media session for men's tennis was yesterday afternoon. I was tied up and I couldn't go. So Jerry just wants to point that out. Jerry points out that I'm not there.
Not yet, Jerry.
To Coach Brian Boland. So here is that audio from yesterday.
Do you have a message for Texas Sportscaster of the Year, John Morris?
I do. I'm waiting for the day that he would not be so arrogant not to show up at the men's tennis first interview of the year. I mean, I know that he thinks he's special. Now that he won the award, he got a standing ovation at the basketball game. And just because of that doesn't mean that you don't show up to the men's tennis courts the next day and skip the, you know, I thought he was going to be here.
Right.
And it just doesn't feel the same. But it's disappointing. Looks like we're going to have to appeal that award.
The John Morris Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. here on ESPN Central Texas.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer, Baylor Athletic, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. January is a new year for new deals on 2020 Silverados. Great deals on remaining 2019 models, huge rebates, low finance rates combined with our transparent pricing, high trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from online at TurnerChevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics.
Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Waco Family International Film Festival invited you to join us February 8th to walk the red carpet with Hollywood celebrities like Mr. Hercules himself, Kevin Sorbo, Food Network star Gina Neely, and more at the Waco Hippodrome Theater. Together, you'll watch Hollywood movies like Disney's The Lion King and Amazing Grace, as well as films by over 60 new and upcoming filmmakers from around the world. To get your tickets, go to WacoHippodromeTheater.com. And for more information, call 254 for the 2020 Waco Family Faith International Film Festival.
It's time to let Waco Custom Marketplace take care of your upcoming Super Bowl party that you're hosting, or maybe you're going to somebody else's house or enjoying the game in the privacy of your own home. You can get 2 racks of ribs of St. Louis ribs, 10 pounds of fresh chicken wings, 20 pieces of bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for only $65. That's right, 2 racks of St. Louis ribs, 10 pounds of fresh chicken wings, 20 pieces of bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for only $65. It's the Super Bowl 54 box for $65 at Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco. If you like your steaks custom cut, Waco Custom Marketplace has their own butcher shop, beef, pork, chicken, and seafood, and fresh-made items every single day in their bakery. It's the Super Bowl 54 box, 2 racks of St. Louis ribs, fresh chicken wings, bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers for only $65 at 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco. It's Waco Custom Marketplace, online at WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Learn strategies for building wealth and financial success in retirement. Plan well, retire well, live well. Tune in Saturdays at 8 a.m. for the Lovett Financial Show, or visit Lovett Financial for a complimentary financial review.
A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services, and their 94% first-time fix rate. They leave their copy service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. UBO Business Services.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. LSU offensive analyst Jorge Munoz is headed to Baylor to become the Bears wide receivers coach. Munoz's responsibilities might also include becoming the passing game coordinator. Former Cowboys defensive lineman Leon Lett will stay on staff with the Cowboys under new head coach Mike McCarthy. Lett has been an assistant coach on the defensive side of the ball in Dallas since 2011. He coached defensive tackles this past season. Lady Bears 2020 signee Hannah Gusters has been named McDonald's All-American. The Irving MacArthur standout will compete in the McDonald's All-American game on April 1st. The Baylor men and women are both back on the floor tomorrow. The Lady Bears will host Texas Tech. Broadcast starts at 1:30, tip-off at 2 o'clock on ESPN Central Texas. The men will face off with Florida as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That broadcast starts at 6:30 with tip-off at 7, also on ESPN Central Texas.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. You're listening to The Matt Mosley Show. Here's your host, Matt Mosley.
It is Matt Mosley. Matt Mosley Show, preparing for a trip out to Miami to be out there for the Super Bowl big matchup. Boy, exciting one. But there's a man who's been at another bowl. It is the Senior Bowl. Lots of activities there in Mobile, Alabama. It's always a fun time, a large gathering, a heavy NFL presence. This is a man who's covered college. He's covered the NFL and always been a good friend over the years. Drew Davison joins us from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And, Drew, this is for people that don't really understand Senior Bowl. The game is sort of the – I mean, it's fine, and, you know, if it's on, I may even try to stop down and watch it, but that's not really the thing. It's the week. It's the getting to know people. It's the networking. It's the looking at all these draftees and everything. Have you had yourself a nice time? And was it kind of nice to get back into the NFL community where you spent several years of your career?
Oh yeah, Matt. It's always good to be down here in Mobile, and yeah, I think this is my fifth or sixth Senior Bowl, so it's always fun. But like you said, you know, it's really the midweek practices as far as the on-field tape that scouts are really looking at, seeing one-on-one drills and obviously seven-on-seven and some team stuff. So that's really where guys can distinguish themselves, and it's good to see players, you know, kind of like a Denzel Mims or Jamichael Hasty or Darius Anderson of TCU, kind of going against some new looks, some new faces, so to speak. So, but yeah, it's been a good, solid week. You know, I think, you know, it's always interesting to see how guys kind of separate themselves.
Yeah, and as you made your way around those practices, I saw some footage. You had some good footage of, is it Darius Anderson? Is that the young man you had doing some kick returns and that kind of thing? Does he have a nickname? I thought we called him something. The guy is very fast. By the way, our producer, Stephen Simcox, big time Horn Frog, so he's very interested. Any information you can give him on Anderson or, and of course I asked a dumb question. He's already gotten mad at me because I said, well, was Rager there? And he jumped all over me. Matt, this is just for the seniors. So, but, how did the Frogs look? I understand the Gladney kid, who's such a fine, cornerback, really good player, number 12 for Baylor fans that are trying to remember who he was. I guess he got banged up at some point and wasn't able to proceed. But how'd the Frogs look throughout the week?
Yeah, Matt, I mean, it is the Senior Bowl. You know, a guy like James Lynch isn't coming down here. But, no, I'm joking. Darius Anderson looked good. You know, the big question with Darius Anderson is his pass protection, especially at his size. And you know, I thought he handled himself pretty well because, you know, his film kind of speaks for itself in terms of his speed and athleticism and being a home run threat. So, you know, I thought he, you know, did himself some favors by coming down here and doing what he did. And actually, I'm working on a story on that as we speak. And then as far as Gladney, you know, he had a knee injury. Kind of played through a torn meniscus last season, so you know he wasn't ready to go for the Senior Bowl. Pulled out, didn't come. But overall, I think the Big 12 guys handled themselves pretty well. Mims had some, you know, flashed some real nice playmaking ability, high pointing the ball a couple times the other day, and Jamichael Hasty looked pretty good. So you know, overall, I think Colin Johnson, you know, all those guys had their moments.
Yeah, you know, you bring up Denzel. I have to laugh. It is Drew Davison with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Covers the Frogs, but has also covered the NFL for a lot of years and was down there taking a peek at really everybody that involved. But Denzel Mims, you know, these guys that don't watch a lot of Big 12, I love the comments. It was like Dane Brugler. He's a nice guy. I got no problem with Dane, but it's like, he's performed way better than he performed on tape. It's like, dude, we've been watching this guy for a couple of years now. I don't think, I mean, he's been hugely productive. He high points the balls. He has game-winning touchdowns. I mean, he had one against TCU. Certainly, you know, huge catches. Iowa State this year, Texas Tech. I mean, this guy's been a great elite wide receiver for Baylor. And Drew, you get down there, and all these scouts are all these kind of so-called draft experts are like, wow, this guy's far exceeded what he showed on tape.
Right, yeah. I mean, there's a reason Baylor was in the Big 12 championship, right? I mean, they had some pretty good players. But, yeah, well, and that's the other thing. You know, you kind of got to take everything with a grain of salt and who you're kind of listening to. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend to know, you know, the ins and outs of, you know, blocking a bull rush or, you know, setting the edge or you know, in terms of route running for receivers. So, you know, but obviously I can tell if a kid's looking good or making some plays. But, yeah, I mean, it is interesting to see. Denzel Mims is kind of a good example. Or even Colin Johnson is like, you know, those of us who watch the Big 12 have seen these guys make big-time plays, big-time catches. So it's not too much of a shock when they kind of flash at an event like this.
All right, Drew, one other name, you know, and if there are a couple more names that jump out at you, the Herbert, the quarterback out of Oregon, was really hearing this was a guy in the past before the, you know, Tua, and then prior to, you know, the LS Burroughs Heisman run. Herbert was sort of in that mix for, at one point, oh, this guy might be the number one quarterback. From what I was reading and hearing, just size-wise, arm strength-wise, he really used this opportunity to kind of remind people, hey, I've got great measurables, and I'm going to be a force to be reckoned with. Did you have that opinion, or did he stand out when you were kind of watching the quarterbacks go through some of their drills?
Yeah, I thought he had a good week, and I think he pretty much solidified himself as a first-round talent. You know, I obviously don't think he's going to jump Burrow or, as the top quarterback of this class. But, yeah, I thought he looked good. He handled himself well. You know, just talking to him, you know, or kind of listening in during the media day, he presents himself well. Obviously, a very intelligent kid, you know, with all his major and study. So, but on the field, yeah, I mean, he passes the eye test. His ball comes out nicely. He was able to make some good reads. So I think he had a good week. And, you know, a lot of these quarterbacks, whether it's a Carson Wentz or a Baker Mayfield, I mean, the Senior Bowl has only helped, you know, rather than hurt some of these top quarterback prospects.
All right, here's Drew Davison from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram taking a break from this Darius Anderson story. Drew, read me the first line of that story. I want to see if I like the lead. No, you don't have to do that.
I don't have it done yet.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're just kind of in there. You're probably, if you're like me, you spend most of your time procrastinating, and then in about 20 minutes you can knock it out, but you like to spend a lot of time kind of thinking about it, and then maybe going down to the pool or something like that. Okay, I wanted to ask you this. Antonio Gandy Golden, did you see the young man? I still have nightmares about this guy. As you recall, Liberty, or you may not recall, 3 years ago beat the Bears. Liberty came in there, and, boy, conservative, evangelical school, and they whipped up on the moderate Baptist. I mean, whipped us into – I mean, we had nothing left at the end of that game, and this kid was incredible. And then I noticed he was at this Senior Bowl. Did you get a peek at that kid to see how he was performing at the Senior Bowl?
Unfortunately, Matt, I did not.
That's okay.
Of the 115, you know, I didn't. You know, the one small school kid that, you know, I saw, Kyle Duggar, a safety out of Lanois Ryan or somewhere like that, I'm sure I mispronounced it, but – you know, he's actually a safety, could be on the Cowboys' radar. So I kind of watched him a little bit, but did not watch your boy from Liberty.
What did you make of the Will McClay conversation? I read your story on that, and it kind of seemed like, from reading kind of your take on that, and maybe I'm reading between the lines, but they, you know, with these other guys, of course, Dak, yeah, we got to get this done. Amari, great, so we got to get this done. That it was a little bit different tone when the discussion came to Byron Jones. And then I read in your competing newspaper, oh, my gosh, there's going to be a bidding war for Byron Jones. I'm like, okay, really? You guys had two interceptions in like five seasons or whatever. So I don't really want to read about a bidding war breaking out. But what did you make of what Will McClay said about that? And then also what was just kind of the buzz around sort of the off the record conversations about Byron Jones?
Yeah, well, I guess, you know, I do not think, if I was a betting man, Byron Jones will not be playing for the Cowboys in 2020. And you know, just from what they said, it doesn't sound like it's a priority to sign him. And yeah, you know, maybe he's, you know, got some teams around the league that will be very interested in get into a quote-unquote bidding war. But, you know, obviously the Will McClay comment saying, you know, it's going to be a tough deal to sign all of them. But then, even like you said, Byron Jones had two interceptions in his career. Obviously a nice player, had one Pro Bowl season. But Stephen Jones also said, you know, when he was down here, that the defense has to create takeaways. You know, that's going to be an emphasis. And clearly, re-signing Byron Jones would seem to indicate, you know, that would not be an emphasis. So, you know, all signs point to Byron Jones not coming back to the Cowboys. And I think it's, you know, almost a foregone conclusion just based on what these guys are saying this week.
All right, and did you get to oh, by the way, my man Simcox has a TC-related question. Stephen Simcox, executive producer for the Matt Mosley Show. Go ahead, Stephen.
So, Drew, I know the natives are kind of restless regarding the TCU offense, and they made some minor staff changes. They're bringing Doug Meacham in. Jerry Kill's coming in to oversee this thing. How different do you think that offense will look like with Sonny Cumbie still as the primary play caller? At least that's the impression we're getting right now.
Yeah, Stephen, I think their principles are kind of going to remain the same. And it, from TCU's perspective, they're kind of banking on Max Duggan taking a big step forward in his sophomore year and with a year of experience and all that. So they feel like they can do everything with him. With that being said, I mean, they're going to have to find some playmakers. With Darius Anderson graduating, Jalen Reagor leaving early. There's a lot of question marks kind of with that. But I do think, you know, that they're pretty fired up, at least from inside the building, with the additions of Doug Meacham coming back, with Jerry Kill kind of overseeing the offense. But I do think, you know, the offense, until we see it, it's going to remain questions.
I love the fact that, you know, TCU fans probably – when Doug Meacham left to go to Kansas, and it was kind of a head scratcher, TCU fans were like, "Don't let the doorknob hit you." And now it's like, "Oh, Doug Meacham's back! This is awesome! This is going to be good." How about TCU, Stephen and Drew? What do you think? Maybe go recruit like a receiver over 6 foot. Would that be helpful? Who is that guy that was with the Redskins for several years? That's the kind of guy I'd like to – well, I don't really want to see him because it would mean he'd give Baylor fits, but that's the kind of guy you need, some guy that, like Denzel Mims, that can get up and high point of football. Is there anybody left on that roster coming back for next year that has some size to him? Seemed like I saw a kid against Baylor last year, like 81 or somebody, who had a little size to him.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, the kid you're – mentioning the Redskins guy, Josh Doctson.
Yeah,
you know, obviously those guys don't grow on trees. But 81, I think you're talking about Artavius Lane. Kind of, he's listed as a tight end, but played some receiver. He's a big threat. They do have a kid named John Stevens Jr. who's got some good size, but hasn't really had a breakout season, so to speak. So that, you know, he's got the size to be able to high point the ball, and also in that Baylor game, to Valen Hunt, they like him. He made that great catch where he got one hand inbound.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable.
On the touchdown. So the thing they need to see from those guys that I just mentioned is just consistency. I mean, you know, they'll have those highlight plays and flash plays, but it's just not consistent enough. So that's where they really need to grow up their receivers.
All right, please, if you wouldn't mind, text Gary Patterson and just say, Mosley said it's great to have a new defensive mastermind in the Big 12 with Dave Aranda. All right?
Okay. I'll let him know. I'm sure he's excited to see some defensive guys coming back.
Oh, finally someone that can match wits with the great Gary. All right. Hey, Drew, thank you, buddy. Good luck on that story. We'll be looking for it in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Matt.
You bet. There he goes. Drew Davison. Good guy. Good stuff there from the Senior Bowl. Steven, I like that connection we had with Drew. I think Drew was on a landline there in his hotel room in Mobile. That's what we look for from guests. I'm still reeling from an earlier interview, but we don't need to get back into that. I still have a hard time, Steven. I know you're young in the business, but you kind of know the lay of the land. But you can imagine all my years at the Dallas Morning News, it's still hard for me to, like, even say the name Fort Worth Star-Telegram. But
yeah,
okay.
I'm saying that. You're like, no, yeah. I can't give plugs for the competition.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm going to get in trouble or something. But good to have Drew on. It is Matt Mosley's show, ESPN Central Texas. Thanks to Paul Catalina. Paul Catalina being the teammate that he always has been, kind of helping us out a little bit with all that. All right. It is time for the Dismount. That is next.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday with Pat and John here on the home of the Bears.
The top-ranked Bears step out of conference play Saturday for the Big 12 SEC Challenge, Baylor versus Florida. 6:30 for the countdown to tip-off, 7 p.m. tip-off Saturday.
Baylor Big 12 Basketball Saturday here on the home of the Bears, ESPN Central Texas.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Winter is here, and many of you realize it. It's time to replace those old, drafty windows. Call Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas and schedule an in-home consultation where you can discuss your specific window needs with an expert team member. Universal's exclusive Unishield windows are spaced using aerospace technology called Super Spacer and have a life expectancy 5 times that of other systems. And they offer 0% financing for 60 months. That's 0% financing for 60 months. Contact Universal Windows Direct of Central Texas for a free in-home estimate. UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. That's UniversalWindowsCentralTexas.com. 254-301-7760. And be sure to check out their great Google reviews.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Hello again, everyone. It's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Harker Heights and in Belton. And today I want to talk to those of you who are age 50 and older. Often when we get to the age of 50, our backs start to remind us that we aren't in our 20s anymore, and doing the things that we love to do can be harder to do. Back pain can get in the way of everything, from your work to your golf game to even getting a good night's sleep. But what is the first thing that we often do? We go straight for the pain pills. But what do those do? They mask the pain for a little while, and sometimes they don't even do that. You don't have to just live with it. Go to my website at syntexrehab.com and download my free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers. That's syntexrehab.com, and you can click on the download that's directly below my welcome video. If you have any questions at all, you can chat with me directly on the website, but be sure to download the free report, 9 Easy Ways to End Back Pain and Stiffness Without Painkillers, at syntexrehab.com. Don't let back pain keep you out of doing the things that you like.
Visit Balcones Whiskey Distillery Tasting Room and Gift Shop, located in downtown Waco. Grab some friends and enjoy whiskey flights, refreshing cocktails, gift shopping, distillery tours, and special events. Sign up for one of their 10 weekly tours offered Tuesday through Saturday. Check their website, balconesdistilling.com/visit, for available times and book your spot today. Tours are $15 a person and include a tasting. Always distilled to appreciate. Balcones is located downtown on the corner of Franklin and 11th, open Tuesday through Sunday.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Steven Simcox with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. LSU offensive analyst Jorge Munoz is headed to Baylor to become the Bears wide receivers coach. Munoz's responsibilities might also include becoming the passing game coordinator. Former Cowboys defensive lineman Leon Lett will stay on staff with the Cowboys under new head coach Mike McCarthy. Lett has been an assistant coach on the defensive side of the ball in Dallas since 2011. He coached defensive tackles this past season. Lady Bears 2020 signee Hannah Gusters has been named McDonald's All-American. The Irving MacArthur standout will compete in the McDonald's All-American game on April 1st. The Baylor men and women are both back on the floor tomorrow. The Lady Bears will host Texas Tech. Broadcast starts at 1:30, tip-off at 2 o'clock on ESPN Central Texas. The men will face off with Florida as part of the Big 12 SEC Challenge. That broadcast starts at 6:30 with tip-off at 7, also on ESPN Central Texas.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Welcome back to the Matt Mosley Show. It's time for the Dismount. For a final look at today's top stories, here's Matt Mosley and Stephen Simcox.
It is the two of us, Mosley Simcox, rolling into a weekend. Been an eventful day. Had a couple of guests on, one from the Pro Bowl, one from the Senior Bowl. So always good to do some of that. And then Mosley Show will... We'll be here at the first of the week, and then we'll be got to race out to the Super Bowl for a little bit. About 3 days out there broadcasting from the actual, from Miami, from Radio Row out there. So we'll try to get involved in that. I had to say, Steven, starting off today, and I'll turn it over to you, I'm very leery. I just sent you a group text, so do with it what you think, Steven, but I'm just leery of anything from Football Scoop right now based on that, whatever they did with the Art Briles story. But they just had a very interesting regarding the Baylor staff, and we'll leave it at that. So take a peek at that. We'll decide if we want to get out there with that. But I've let our ESPN Central buddies know, and then we can kind of run this down. But, boy, Dave Aranda, let's just say it this way. He is active right now. So, again, we'll get out there and confirm some things before we just put it right out there because, again, this one particular site has struggled a bit with some of their information. Steven, it's the Dismount. That's when I turn it over to you, sir.
Yeah, Football Scoop recently got dunked on by the Missouri State president, so we will be kind of cautious. But I know I know they get some things right as well. But yeah, that Briles report to Missouri State had nothing to it, so they had to take it on the chin for that one. Matt, the Mavericks won last night, 133-125 over the Portland Trail Blazers. It was a 9:30 tip on TNT, or as we like to call it, the Matt Mosley time slot. That's when Matt's just kind of starting his night at 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Dallas hit 22 threes on the night. They were 22 of 47 from three. They hit 10 threes in the first quarter. Damian Lillard had 47 points for Portland. Luke had 27. Kristaps had 20. But Mavs win again. They're now 28-16 on the season and a really impressive offensive showing against the Blazers on the road last night.
Yeah, you know, I used to be – I've got strange relationships with these teams. I love Utah. I love Denver. Blazers used to be on my list. I've kind of lost interest in them. They just they got pretty good. Last year they were good, but they've just kind of – this team is just not right. They've got a lot of ill-fitting parts. They've brought Trevor Ariza in. First game, he scores like 24. I mean, immediately, McCollum's out right now, so it's like Ariza at age 34 comes in there, and he's like suddenly their second-best player after Dame. Now, Dame went crazy last night, fought back, and did not get in the All-Star game? Usually, every time he gets snubbed, he goes off for like 47, which he did last night. I think
they only named starters last night, and he wasn't.
Oh, is that the deal?
Yeah, he wasn't a starter.
I think he just loves using that as motivation, and I don't think he should. I looked at the list. I mean, Luka's the starter. I mean, I don't think there was anybody that Dame should have been in front of. I mean, although he's had a really good year, but man, it's so awesome to see Luka starting. But back to that game, one thing or a couple things that jumped out at me. Would we agree that Porzingis is like 7'3"? Does that sound about right? Is he 7'2", 7'3"?
Yes.
The a 7'3" man pulling up from like 5 to 6 feet behind the three-point line is quite a sight.
Mm-hmm.
And he nailed it. I mean, like, he's got range out there. It's not just like, oh, gosh, what an idiot. I can't believe he's taking that shot. No, he can hit that shot. I would like to see Porzingis in the three-point contest. Now, Luka, I'm not so sure. Luka's a little – I actually think you never know. I'd like to see Luka in it, too. I'd like to see both of them in it. But Porzingis, my gosh, he's got range. And the other thing is, okay, Mavs were unbelievable. They shot 51%. They shot 46% from three. They hit like 22 of 48 or something. Something insane from, or 22 for 46, whatever comes out to 46%. And, I mean, it was unbelievable to watch some of that. But late in the game, something really grabbed my attention. First of all, Seth is really good. Oh, Steven, I mean, again, I don't want anybody to get mad at me. Don't at me, as we like to say on Twitter. Do you mean to tell me there's life after Dwight Powell? God, they've covered this like the guy died. He did not. He's okay.
They put his name and number on their sneakers last night.
They really did, didn't they?
They put his initials, DP7, on there.
He's going to be okay. He's going to recover from Achilles, and he's a good player. I like Dwight Powell, but my gosh, it's not like the season's over. Oh, who can we get? Should we go get Joakim Noah? No, what about doing what you did last night? What about flooding the court with shooters? What about putting Seth Curry? What about getting Jaylen more time? All these guys can flat out shoot the ball. I mean, and last night they showed they are a team of shooters, and when they're on, they are extremely dangerous. So, I mean, I'm just glad. Last night we finally found out they're not going to call off the season now that Dwight Powell's hurt. You know what? Guess who's missed seasons before? Anthony Davis has missed, like, whole seasons. Paul George got his knee hurt or whatever. He missed an entire season. KD's missing an entire season. It happens! God, do we have to act like the world has come to an end because Dwight Powell's out for the rest of the season?
Why do you hate Dwight Powell so much?
I don't hate him. I think he's a really good player. He is. He's a good rim runner. He can occasionally shoot the three. But I don't get the fact that the whole Metroplex went into a funk. The writers could barely even write game stories. They were just like, oh, my gosh, my daughters came to a game recently, and they fell in love with Dwight Powell. Good Lord. Tired of all this. All right, I'm sorry. There's my rant. I feel like I still haven't come down from last night's confrontation with the parent from Apollo Junior High.
Golly. If that guy really wants to stir you up, he should bring Dwight Powell to the game to bang on some trash cans while the girls shoot free throws. He's got some free time now.
Can you believe in adults down there?
No, I can't. That's the lamest thing I've ever
heard
in my life.
Making a bunch of noise next to girls shooting free throws.
That's so lame.
I mean, I let that dude have it. And when he tried to settle me down, I just kept saying, do you really like looking silly? I didn't cuss. I don't do that. I mean, I stayed away from any of that. Because I did think about going down there and just saying, basically a hit and run. And saying that's some BS. But I didn't. I said, you know what? I don't cuss. There's no reason to cuss. I went down there and I said, let me tell you something. What you were doing down there was Bush League. And boy, he changed his demeanor. And then he went into like settling me down kind of mode. And boy, I do not respond well to that. All right, continue, Stephen.
Okay, I just heard from Pastor George Mason that he's doing a sermon on reconciliation at Wilshire this Sunday, so make sure you're in the pews for that.
You know who's in the pulpit this week? It's my old English professor, Greg Garrett. Used to have real long hair. Now it's not so long. Used to have kind of a mullet situation going, real long hair in the back. But he was my what did Cormac McCarthy write? All the pretty horses. he was teaching like that course. And like Greg. Greg, good dude. And he's a big Baylor fan. I guess he's still on the English faculty down there. But he goes around the country giving these huge talks. And tomorrow they're showing Black Klansmen at our church, and he's going to lead a discussion on it. And they were encouraging the youth to come. And as I told you yesterday, Stephen, I decided, nope, my 12-year-old will not be. I mean, again, I want her to know. I mean, I've told her about racism and how awful it is and social injustice in our country. We can have those conversations without me thinking she's ready at age 12 to see the movie Black Klansman. It's an R-rated movie. She's 12. I don't think my child should be seeing R-rated movies at 12. Does that make me some kind of prude or something?
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
All right. But anyway, he's preaching at our church, my English professor. I didn't know the guy preached. I mean, I knew he gave great seminars and he writes books. I didn't know the guy got in the pulpit, but he's going to be in the pulpit. He's going to be up there preaching. I'm worried he may like somehow call on me, you know, because I'm his old, I was in his class, somehow brings up, you know, always was my biggest fear as a kid. I don't know if they did that at McGregor. When you were at College Avenue Baptist Church, did the pastor at the end of the service ever call on like somebody in the congregation to pray?
No, on Sunday mornings a deacon would pray, but he never called on somebody. He rarely like called on someone in the congregation to pray.
Like at First Baptist Kauffman, they would end church by calling on Brother, you know, Brother Mosley, talking about my dad, or Bobby Elmore, Brother Elmore, would you lead us in prayer? Usually it'd be a deacon or something, but every time I came back from Baylor, you know, we got one of our college students back with us. Matt, would you lead us in prayer? And it was such an honor and such a nice thing, but I just dreaded it. And so when he would get about time to pray, I would try to get down in my seat and hide and, like, see if I could duck down. But my dad sat so far up, I'd sit by my dad, and we were up the far right side, First Baptist, and Brother Jackie Newton, God rest his soul, he'd go, "Well, we got one of our college students, Matt Mosley, back with us today. Matt, lead us in prayer, if you would. Take us home." Golly, and I'd just be so, I don't know. I used to be, like, totally fine as a youth person, you know, like, when I was in the youth group, praying in church, mm-hmm. praying in front of church. That was no big deal for me. And then, now, I mean, I'm in radio. I have to talk in front of large groups a lot of times. But, man, if they ask me to read scripture in church, Stephen, I'm always like, "Oh, I got the flu right now. I got a little something. I've come down with something." I never do it.
Did you close?
So weird.
Did you close with "Sick 'em Jesus"?
No, I did not. That was sacrilegious. I hope that guy, we never put that guy up on the mic again. That was ridiculous. Where was he from? Pearland or something?
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
What else you got, Stephen?
Well, let's close with this. So Eli Manning, we said yesterday that he's retired.
Let's close with a prayer.
Yeah, let's call on our audience. Carl, listener Carl, lead us home here. Let's hold hands and sing "Family of God" before we go.
Richard in Woodway. Richard, make it a good one. Boy, did you ever have anybody in your church that would go long on those prayers?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Elmore, Bobby Elmore, goodness gracious. Before they had those Indiglo watches, and we'd be down there timing it out. Elmore would hit you with about a 5 or 6 minute prayer. I mean, you're ready to eat.
Yeah, you didn't want to call him a potluck.
Oh, you're trying to beat the Church of Christ and the Methodist out there to Moons or Nails or wherever you're going to get your chicken. And your chicken. God, that's, I'm thinking about Marshawn Lynch now. But, you know, you're right. Chicken fried steak is what I had at Nails. And Bobby Elmore would go like 5 or 6 minutes. Just be like, "Oh my gosh." You'd be praying. Lonnie Bounds he had a shorter prayer. You'd say, "Oh, hope they call on Lonnie Bounds today." He'd just go, "Thank you, Lord, for being with us today. Everybody have a great, blessed week." And then, boom, we'd be out of there. Be racing down the street to Wagon Wheel to get me some, I was the only one who would get Devil's Crab at Wagon Wheel. Can you imagine? I'll have the stuffed devil's crab. at Wagon Wheel. You know they had that stuff back there frozen for about 6 months.
It wasn't right off the seashore.
Boat. God, that great salad bar. I'm sorry, Stephen. I may have interrupted you.
No, yeah, it's okay. We're basically out of time. I'm getting calls. Oh, no. I feel like we've offended some people again.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know why. No, I don't know that for sure. I think we're fine. I will say this. Dennis Lindsay, get at our man Matt Mosley. Jazz Mavericks tomorrow in Salt Lake City at 4 o'clock, Matt.
Woo!
Two of the best, hottest teams in the Western Conference going at it. You should do that before you go to Miami.
May go out there for that. Yeah. I love the Lindsay family. Mrs. Lindsay follows me on Twitter. I mean, I don't want to start any rumors or anything, but it's good to have her out there. All right. I want to say hello to everybody and goodbye. It's been a great week, and we got to get out here to the pasture. We got some cows that got out, and we got to take care of business. UNR coming up next. Those are good dudes. And then 3 to 6, You Make the Call. Really good up-and-coming show on the station. Good night, everybody.